FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have reaction and interviews from Saturday's league game against Stafford Rangers, and we'll be finding out how the women's team got on in their League Cup game at AFC Fylde. But before that, it's to Tuesday's FA Cup first qualifying round replay against Bootle, and it was quite the finish under the floodlights at Broadhurst Park.
Square ball now. Rain, he's got Donoghue to his right. Donoghue, a little bit of space. Can he get a cross in? Four red shirts in the middle. Far post. Nodded down main. Can't quite get hold of it. Pass it. Great shot. Oh! And it's Sinclair Smith. And it's a fantastic finish. It was nicely passed there by Cedric Main across. And hitting it first time was Finlay Sinclair Smith. And he curved it in there. So the keeper's left, very close to the upright. Lovely finish, 1-0 FC.
Keeper slightly unsighted, I think, and it was a postage stamp shot into the top corner.
But I have to say, Donoghue's ball in. We've missed crosses like that.
That's two good crosses from Donoghue already in the first 12 minutes.
Peterson flicks it for Hodkinson to chase. We know he's got the pace. Hodkinson now takes it to the byline. Baker can't quite. Chance for Hodkinson. Great save, and Lavercombe again. Superb save. Point blank there from Hodkinson.
Down the line it goes. Donoghue's header. Millington heads it forward. Important header for Drew Baker. He can't quite control it. And Peterson scores. Drew Baker tried to nod it back to the keeper. He didn't get enough on it. And Peterson intervened with his own head, and it's 1-1. And the goal that to the equaliser that Bootle threatened throughout the first half has happened early on in the second half. It's FC United 1, Bootle 1.
I wonder if he was in two minds there. I mean, normally you'd have tried to head it out, I think, but unfortunately the header didn't work and it became a gift goal.
That ball down there. Morris now turns blindside. There's a chance here for Foy with a shot. And it's 2-1! And, well, they're celebrating as if they've won the tie. Substitutes all on. But goodness me, F's talk about lightning striking twice. FC United conceding two goals in the second half. And this time, Aaron Morris nodded it back without looking behind him. And Bootle got in behind him, and Foy, the substitute, with a fine finish into the bottom left-hand corner to Lavercombe's left. No chance for Dan Lavercombe. Well, if that doesn't wake up FC United, nothing will.
100 seconds of normal time to go, and the shape of Bootle remains strong, and FC needs some bit of ingenuity here. Donoghue, can he provide it? Well, he's drawn a foul there. Now they play on. Dodd, I think FC might have preferred the free kick there, to be honest, but now keeping Mulvey out the right-hand side. Hompson Smith, can he find a cross? He trips over the ball, recovers. Sinclair Smith, Carberry gets in the way. Second ball found by Morris. Out to the right-hand side, Sinclair Smith. Down the line to Morris. Can he get a cross in, Morris? Decent looking one in. And it's a goal! It's a goal! It's Matty Rain! It's 2-2.
The magic of the cup.
And Cedric Main shows real intent by bringing the ball back to the centre circle.
and plonking it on the spot as if to say, we fancy ourselves to finish this off now in the 90 minutes.
Well, it was the...
well, it needed ingenuity, and you know what? Aaron Morris with a fine cross, and Matty Rain came stealing in on the far post, unmarked, to equalise. Great character shown by FC. What a cup tie. 2-2 on Saturday, 2-2 here, and we're almost into those added minutes. And now, all of a sudden, it's broken here for Hodgkinson, but it's overhit pass now. Can Sinclair Smith, back defending, keep this in play? Yes, he can. And he clears his line. Five added minutes. Plenty of time for either side to win this. Looking for the winner. Baker's chip forward. Keaton Mulvey! Oh, what a chance! Mulvey still has it. Saved by Ryan Jones. Great ball from Drew Baker. FC take the throw in quickly. Cedric Mayne. Mayne battling away on the edge of the box. Plays it out left-hand side. FC like a different team. Can they get the ball across? Cedric Mayne. Mayne battling away, and eventually it's cleared. Goodness me. So I think this ball needs to go forward for Morris. Thompson-Smith back to Morris. I think this has got to be pumped forward now, surely. Morris does so. Important header for Halligan there. Finds Hodgkinson, but Linney gets in the way. Matty Rain, Donoghue. FC have got to get this ball forward. We're in the 52nd minute of the second period. Now it's there for Sinclair Smith. Cross at Kempt. Oh, Mayne just couldn't get another. It's a chance. He's scored. It's, would you believe it? FC United have won. And in the brutal penalty area, there are five prostrate bodies of brutal players. Talk about playing to the last kick. A great cross in there. Mayne tried to finish it, couldn't quite. It fell for Regan Linney, who blasted in the finish. And FC United lead by 3-2 in the most extraordinary cup tie.
97 minutes on the clock.
And a couple of people who left early just coming back in through the the door.
It was never in doubt.
FC Live there from Tuesday night, and with that dramatic 3-2 win, FC United progress to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, where they'll take on Blyth Spartans at Croft Park this Saturday. But if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live in the North East from 2:30 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. But it was back to league matters for FC United this past weekend as the Reds hosted Stafford Rangers at Broadhurst Park. To hear how FC got on, it's now time to hand over to FC Live.
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park, and a big game this afternoon, FC United against Stafford Rangers. And joining me for this opening bit of the show now, we should be joined down the other end of the desk.
Hello, Paul, you there?
Yeah, he is.
Good
He's
afternoon.
There. It's Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Fine. Yeah. You're talking about the love and the tears.
Yes.
Well, we certainly had that on Tuesday night.
We did, didn't
rather,
we?
Probably maybe less tears tonight, we hope.
Well, here's hoping. Great game on Tuesday night. A great added time at the end, I think, is the best way to put it. It wasn't a brilliant evening throughout, but all's forgotten after the last 7 minutes.
It was a glorious finale, we can say that. But we want more this afternoon. We want 90 minutes rather than 10 minutes.
Can I ask you an interesting fact about FC United at the moment in their home matches? I thought about this in the car on the way here. Have we scored 3 goals in every single home competitive match this season so far?
No, Buxton is the odd one out.
Oh,
nearly there. Just one missing.
One missing.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was
a
good try. That
was a good try.
Good, yeah.
I gave it a go. We are scoring a decent amount of goals though here at Broadhurst Park.
Yes, I think at home, if we just forget performances for a moment, results have been quite good at home. I think, obviously, there's been... We had the Morpeth game, where we played well.
Yeah.
And we had Buxton, where we played well. We rose to the occasion. Radcliffe, we played well. The last outing wasn't a great performance, but we still got 3 goals. So, whatever you read into that, there's goals in this team. I think that's pretty fair to say. Certainly at home, I don't know so much away. I think away we're not really hitting the heights generally, but yes, you could say that we've got goals in this side.
We've got a couple of league games coming up now. This one here against Staffordshire Rangers, then Tuesday night, Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge is a totally different kettle of fish, given the some players who played for Bamber Bridge, the management. Obviously, Jamie Milligan was a coach here at one point. So
we didn't deal with that very well last time.
No.
And we've got to learn from that.
Yeah. Stafford Rangers, interesting, because in the pre-match interview, I said to Neil, this is the team with the guy with the long throw, isn't it? He said, yes. And we prepared on training on Thursday for the threat of the guy with the long throw in.
But having said that, we still need to deal with crosses. And that's been one of our weaknesses, I think, this season at times, in that we've not dealt with the ball that's played in convincingly. But having said that again, we've got Curtis Jones back this afternoon.
I was going to say, how important is it that Curtis Jones is back? Because Aaron Morris and Drew Baker have played good this season, but I think there was a bit of fatigue on Tuesday night. Drew Baker especially, young player.
Played a lot of games.
He has played a lot of games. I mean, Aaron Morris and Drew Baker both start today, but Aaron Morris is going out to right back. How good will it be for Drew Baker to have Curtis Jones next to him?
Well, hopefully Curtis will come back and not pick up where he left off particularly, but reach the standards that he's done for the last two or three years. And if he does that and he nurses Drew through 90 minutes and covers for him occasionally, then we'll do well. And Morris offers such a lot at right back. Right back is a real problem position. Somebody was saying to me earlier on, we've been struggling for 2 years to fill that right back spot, really.
Well, what was the stat on Tuesday night? How many right backs have we had this season?
I think it was five or six, wasn't it? And it's like,
we had two in the same game.
We've sacrificed Aaron Morris far too often for right back, but we really need to get a right back, I think. That's a position that's caused the problem.
Sinclair Smith, there was an argument to say that he was man of the match on Tuesday. He was brilliant, wasn't it? He starts today, as does Regan Linney. But Jamie Cook is back as well. Obviously, Jamie Cook is a Halifax player on loan to us, and therefore didn't want to be cup tied, so didn't feature in the FA Cup, but back for league this afternoon.
I think Cook was beginning to find his feet before the cup ties. He's beginning to show his value, playing a little bit deeper than he was, because I think he was too far forward in the early games. But I think he's finding his niche in the side now.
Are you excited about the central midfield? We've not seen this year so far. Michael Potts and Michael Donoghue together at last.
Well, yes. I mean, we've badly missed Donoghue. And, of course, we've got Charlie Ennis back available on Tuesday. So that adds another one to the mix. So it's interesting times.
I mean, Neil was a bit more chipper with regards to the personnel. The injuries are starting to ease. I mean, the bench is pretty strong. Thompson Smith, Rain, John Simpson, Ali Wadika. Lewis King, incidentally, ex-Stafford, got a bit of bounce before
yes.
the game, didn't he?
I'm sure he's used to that.
But, yeah, he's starting to get selection headaches.
I think Matty Rain's unlucky to be on the bench. I mean, it could be fatigue, but I think Matty Rain's done really well, don't you think,
mm-hmm.
this season? He's come from nowhere. And
I'm right with my comparison with Jamie Bagley, I think.
Yeah.
I am right. And he was a left foot who could play anywhere. And Matty Rain's
got that versatility.
Yeah.
And he's chipping in with goals.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, you know, it doesn't rain, but maybe it will next week.
Thanks, Paul, right there for the podcast. Well done. Good effort. What do you think about Stafford's start to the season? Because they've been
Similar to ours.
Better than they have in previous years.
Last season was a disaster in the games that they did play. They ended up with 1 point and they were bottom. So they were heading for the drop, the way it stood. I think they've definitely improved in points. Maybe a mixed bag of results, similar to us. But one stat that is interesting, I think, is that they won their first ever visit to FC back in 2012. Since then, they've had four visits and got nothing.
I should mention the manager, Matty Hill.
Yeah, Matty Hill.
He's been here before, hasn't he?
Yes, he was here 3 years ago and got sent off playing for Bradford. So he'll have unhappy memories of Brothers Park. But in his heyday, he was playing in the Premier League with Wolves.
We should just say, sorry to interrupt, Paul, but Chris B is receiving... It's a birthday, isn't it?
It's a birthday,
so happy birthday to Chris B. FC Youth President.
Ball crew, you name it, she does it all.
Happy birthday to Chris B. What were we saying about Matt Hill? Oh, about Bradford Park, haven't you?
He got sent off here playing for Bradford in 2018. But in his heyday, he was playing in the Premier League for Wolves. So he's had a taste of the high life.
We had a good quiz before.
Oh, yeah, going through the managers who played the managers in the top flight.
And I think I got them all.
I think you did. We'll check that on
check
Tuesday.
Check me out, James.
I've got a match piece. That.
Well, we're about to see the teams come out onto the pitch. So without further ado, let's hand over to our FC Live commentary team for this afternoon's game. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And this is FC United against Stafford Rangers, and it's Stato Paul. But first, here's James Quinn.
And now Harvey, the skipper, lays it back to Moran, who spreads it out right-hand side to Burns. And Alex Fletcher plays it back to Burns, who plays it across. O'Neill. Harvey, O'Neill. Threading it through, nice ball, Tonks. Fletcher, and that's a nice ball there. Chance here, Kenton. Oh, and it's a goal. And FC undone. And a good, quick passing from Stafford. And Kenton slammed that against the underside of the bar. And it went in. Well, FC caught a bit cold there on the left side of defence.
Well, I think Stafford were allowed to string together five or six passes. And there was very little pressure on the player on the ball. And the ball that was played through for Kenton was just right, and he decided to go for power, and underside of the bar was his saviour.
So Stafford Rangers take the lead here after 10 minutes, to near 11 minutes, I beg your pardon. And well, FC seem to need a bit of a wake-up on Tuesday night against Bootle, but they won't be wanting to take as long as they did to level things up. That's Curtis Jones bringing it forward for FC. Out to the right-hand side, Morris waits. Nods it infield really deftly there. Now Linney out to Morris again. Can he get a ball in? Now it's Linney. Linney, low cross in. Oh, what a magnificent effort from Cock as he's stolen. And a superb save from Luke Pilling. But this is much more like it from FC United. Alex Ray Harvey plays it back to his keeper. Pilling's clearance out to the right-hand side. Flicked on. And, well, Baker there, and enough contact there on Charles. Quickly taken a free kick, but FC play on that. Main, can he get on the end of this? Main into the box. Oh, penalty! Has to be a penalty, and it is.
And what's the card going to be?
Well, that was so fast there.
Let's watch the card. What colour is it going to be? It's red.
It's red. And is it? It's O'Neill, I think, is going off. Well, that, we'll talk about a moment that changes the game. Stafford were on the offensive there. The ball was lost. It suddenly broke through. And it was Main there, who's still down. It was tripped up just inside the box there. It's one of those, really, where the defender has to... He's got to trust his keeper in the end, hasn't he?
Well, because he had to make a decision, and... He's still down in the box after that challenge.
Sinclair Smith is the man. There's been a lot of penalty takers. Main tried one a couple of games ago, missed. And that was decisive at Hyde. Then regular penalty taker Ennis was back. And he missed one. That didn't prove too costly in the end. And Main goes off. But anyway, off the field he is now. So here we go for the penalty. Sinclair Smith versus Luke Pilling. And a great penalty. And Sinclair Smith puts it in the left side. Pilling goes the wrong way. And FC are back level and they're a man up. Out to the left-hand side. Now Dodd, can he get a cross in? Linney goes up. Morris with a chance. Oh, side netting.
Corner.
Corner ball. Came off a defender. Side netting. Golden opportunity. If he goes to the keeper's right, I think. He's in with a real shot.
Well, the keeper wouldn't have seen much of it.
Well, almost two opportunities he's had for his third goal of the season. FC's top scorer. But now Sinclair Smith with the corner near post. And it's all brilliantly saved across the line. No, it was Morris again with a superb header. And Pilling just got down and almost slipped from his grasp for a moment there, but stayed out. Ben Woods, he's got an option behind him, but stews that and wins a corner. And that is what Stafford need, is to take the pressure off themselves. And left-hand side, Joe Kenton scored the Stafford goal. This is where a 10-man is a bit of a leveller, because it's a set piece. In comes Kenton, rolls up, it's a chance! Oh, it's a chance! And Woods takes it! And Stafford regain the lead! And FC just flat-footed. It came off an FC foot. It came through for Ben Woods, and he placed it very deftly to Lavercombe's left. But FC just looked a bit statuesque there, Paul.
It was a very poorly defended corner, and it was a gift at the far post. It really should have been cleared.
15 minutes to go, and FC 2-1. And they're in there now, a very similar position as they were on Tuesday night against Bootle. This time they've only got 10 men to play against, but square ball, Potts. Potts thinks about a shot, then changes his mind. He's still got the ball, though. Back to Sinclair Smith. Plenty of black and white shirts in his way. Simpson now edge of the box. Slides it through Potts. Potts, left-footed shot, just wide. Lovely shot on the turn from Potts. And it just shaved the left-hand upright of Luke Pilling. Nothing he could do. 2-1 still. Stafford lead. Cedric May now on the turn. Back to Potts. Potts shows a bit too much of that. I think it was Fletcher. Fletcher now coming over halfway. Fletcher plays it across there to... Well, it was for Charles. He couldn't quite meet it, but he's got it now. Right flank. Plays it back to Alex Fletcher, and free kick there. Well, FC losing possession.
It's a ridiculous challenge, that.
Very clumsy from Simpson, right on the edge of the box again. A real chance for Stafford from about 28 yards out. Tonks and Kenton. And Tonks trying to waste time by saying it's not 10 yards back, but it is. Tonks with a shot. Oh, it's 3-1. And it's a perfect free kick. And FC United are in the mire. Well, FC United.
I go back to the free kick. It was such a needless challenge.
Well, we've self-inflicted in the second half after getting back on terms. The corner that wasn't dealt with, that went flashing across the face of goal, and then a needless free kick conceded just outside the box. It's all self-inflicted.
The final whistle goes here for the final score of FC United 1, Stafford Rangers 3. A disastrous afternoon for the men in red. Poor first half performance. Stafford deservedly ahead. But then, on a game-changing moment, Cedric Main was tripped in the penalty area. And it was a penalty which was converted by Sinclair Smith. It yielded a sending off for O'Neill. And FC pressurised. They were all over Stafford for a 10-minute period or so. And then corner ball for Stafford. Badly defended. And goal for Woods. And there's some pushing and shoving out there amongst the players. Linney getting involved. Then the third goal came from a free kick beautifully taken by Tom Tonks. And after that, it was just easy sailing for the men in black and white, who deserve these 3 points. And the FC players now being ushered out to the SMRE. For those who've remained, Potts on his haunches, I think, pretty dismayed by this outcome. Well, FC have 3 days. Think about it there, so they'll be able to put it behind them very, very quickly. And the Stafford Rangers contingent in very good voice, as you would expect, and deservedly so.
The final score at Scarborough: Scarborough 2, Bamber Bridge 4. Bamber Bridge are coming here on Tuesday night. Currently sitting fourth in the league table, 3 points off top spot. Paul, we're going to need to play a lot better than that.
I think there are big question marks defensively this afternoon, and they're going to have to be addressed, and he hasn't got much time to do it.
Defensively or going forward, Paul?
I think defensively particularly. I think we had a good momentum going and we got the equaliser, but two really critical errors at the back have undone us.
But the thing was about firstly the corner, that's a team effort, isn't it? Defending a corner. The free kick, I'm really critical of that free kick. It was such a pointless challenge, that opportunity to get a third. I think the goal on the back post, you could kind of not live with trailing by 2-1, but as soon as it becomes 3-1, that's the game dead and buried. And it's just disappointing, that free kick.
Particularly when you've got a man advantage.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about the corner, we've still got a man advantage at the corner.
Mm. Good point. With regards to going forward, though, Paul, Pillin made a couple of good saves, didn't he? But we didn't really... We were peppering them, were we?
We didn't work him enough. He did make a brilliant save.
From the near post, yeah.
And the save from Morris. From the header. But other than that, we did, as a home side, we didn't do enough. I think for all the possession we had, we didn't do enough with it.
The problem we've got is obviously there's no training session ahead of Bamber Bridge. What does Neil do after this? Bring them in tomorrow?
Well, I think it's worth more than a WhatsApp chat. Let's put it that way.
I mean, it was just ponderous, wasn't it? I don't know how else to describe it.
I just don't think there is enough urgency in the
whole game.
The game. It felt like we'll win this eventually somehow. We won't make it happen, it'll just happen.
Was that the problem with following Tuesday's match, that, you know, when you have an ending like that, you think to yourself, oh, that happens every week, when really it doesn't?
Yeah, I think I don't think it's ability that's the problem. I think we've got a side out there that's probably good enough.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly to win games like this. So you've got to question the attitude, haven't you?
There's no question of the attitude of Stafford Rangers, though, in this game. They came here... having only suffered 2 defeats all season, it was against Warrington and Buxton. They're very difficult to break down. That's been the case all the way through this opening few weeks of the season. But in that first half, we never really put the right ball in to trouble them.
No, we played on the fringes, didn't we? We didn't get through them enough.
Into the second half, James is right about us having a spell where we should have capitalised. Morris had 2 good chances, but again, we just didn't really capitalise on it. And when they go down to 10 men, you expect them to sit back, don't you? And I would be interested to know what Tonks was getting upset with his touchline about, because moments later they get the corner and they were sitting back, which is understandable when you're down to 10 men. But what we didn't expect then was for them to then come out all guns blazing, which is what they did do.
Yeah, I thought Woods was a good substitute for them, and Charles was excellent in the second half, holding the ball up. But as I said before, Stafford had 3 shots on target and scored from all of them. That's worrying.
3 shots on target, 3 goals.
Yeah. That's not good.
And this is their first away win?
First away win, yeah.
There we go. Well, what needs to happen for Bamber Bridge on Tuesday night, Paul?
I think he's got to look at his... If the players are letting him down, he's got to give other people a chance, I think.
Neil, Tuesday night with the way there was generally not a great performance from FC, lacklustre for most of the game, the fans might have expected a real reaction to that. They didn't get it. What went wrong?
What went right? Not a lot went right. There's a debrief in the changing room at the minute. People being targeted and questioned about the basics, about hard work and effort. And listen, I said on Tuesday night, I think 3 or 4 have had a few too many lives. Definitely today now, that's my mind made up. You can't go about your business the way that some of them went about it today. It was very, very, very poor. Very poor.
What, you don't have to name names necessarily, but specifically what part of, I mean, I know there were a lot of problems, but what specifically were the real damage?
Ball retention middle of the park, hiding, attacking players hiding, no quality in the final third, no energy to want to get on the ball. just thinking that we owe them a kind of a living here, and people think that that's going to be acceptable. Well, it's not, is it? It's totally not acceptable. And you know, I've got no apologies to make now if anyone gets left out of the side on Tuesday night, because that is as bad as it gets.
And how infuriating was it that you were given a lifeline with the penalty, a well-taken penalty by Sinclair Smith, then 10 or 15 minutes of real pressure, and then a poorly defended free kick?
Doddy's got to do better on the second goal. It's shocking defending. You just said that. But still, you know, after we can see the second goal, you know, you think there's something about you. There's still 25 minutes to go, and they just capitulate. Well, there's not enough. You know, you take a Charlie Ennis out, you take a Smith out, you've got no leadership. Potsy was poor on the ball second half today. It just spreads, but it's mentally weak. You know, we haven't changed anything that we've done, but we're on a bit of a kind of, we're in a rut, if you will. You know, three games, the Bootle second half, Bootle Tuesday night, and now today. And there's only one way you get out of a rut is to work hard, and you've got to roll your sleeves up. And I'm looking around at some key people out there, and this hasn't just gone wrong today for them. It's gone wrong for pre-season and probably the start of the season. And you know, I think it's one or two think they've got a divine right to stay at this football club now, because they've been here for 2 or 3 years. I won't put up with that. No chance.
And would you be looking elsewhere?
Yeah, absolutely.
To bring people in?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the two people have had chances now, and we've got two or three players over the pocket that have been reluctant to bring in, but it's time to bring them in now, because people aren't taking the chance and they're not doing enough.
The players on the pitch have the ability, there's no doubt about that, but there's a lot of very good players, to my mind, playing like 80-90%. They're doing okay, but that extra thing that a lot of these players can produce, just you're looking around who's going to do it. And,
yeah.
And to some extent on Tuesday as well, even though there was the great ending.
I think something just
what, can you put your finger on what it is?
In the dressing room, it's a mindset that people, that we're going to beat football teams, and we don't instill that, because we instill hard work and determination and effort from the offset. And you know, if people let the minds take over them, then so be it. I mean, the first goal today, it doesn't matter how many times I say it, Regan Linney gives the ball away again, no reaction off the ball, they go down the other end, we don't press the ball in the middle of the park, it's a good one. But it just comes from basics, it's just work rate and effort. And you know, it doesn't matter how many times you're going to say things to people, but then you're reluctant to say things to people, because you think they're going to go in the shells. Well, gloves are off in the dressing room then, and things have been said, and they can either handle it like men or they don't do. But there are no excuses for that performance there. That was diabolical.
In terms of players who can come in, obviously Charlie Ennis is suspended. You've got Matty Rain, obviously, available. And Jonathan Smith,
yeah.
is he available yet?
Hopefully. We'll give Matty a rest today. Matty's hamstring was quite tight. I think we missed him today. Smith will be back. Charlie Ennis will be back. We've had to leave two or three out today. But kind of, you know, everyone's struggling with fatigue at the minute. Everyone's still playing the same amount of games. So that excuse has gone with me now. If you're not fit enough to work for 90 minutes in a game of football, you're not fit enough to play football, end of story. Like I say, we huffed and puffed for 20 minutes in the second half when we got a goal, and maybe we could go and get the winner. But Aaron Morris's header, the keeper slips it, the ball slips on the line, no one falls it in. That's determination. Should have put the ball, the keeper, and every defender there in the back of the net with the ball, you know, and it didn't happen. So, you know, we're going for a bit of a rut at the minute. Today's a really poor performance, but we can bounce back from it, and we know we can be better. And, you know, we've got Bamber Bridge in our Tuesday, and then got the FA Cup game on Saturday.
Yeah, and is it good that you've got a game in 3 days rather than be sort of sitting on
probably not at the minute. Yeah, probably not. You know, we probably could do with a week's of training, but you know, we've just got to get on with it. I'm not sure how Bamber Bridge have gone on today.
No, they did 1-4-2. They scored 20 goals this season.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a tough game. They'll want to come here. And like I said, Stafford have come here today and they celebrate like they've won the World Cup at the end of the game. You've got to get on with that. There's no point a bit of a fisticuff at the end of the game. They're trying to square up to people. That's a coward's trick, if you will. Game's already done. Do it while the game's going on, though. There's no token effort for pushing and shoving after the game. So, but no, disappointing. Sorry to everyone that came today. I'll front it, but, you know, people have got to look really hard at themselves in that dressing room now. And, you know, if they want to be here, they've got to show me and the fans that they want to be here. If not, they can shake hands and off they go.
Well, I don't know if this will cheer you up, but Swampy's back on Tuesday.
That'll cheer me up. I think, you know, on a miserable note, it's the first time in 17 months that we've lost the league game at Broadhurst Park. I think that's the statistic of the day. So we've got to go another 17 months now without losing a league game here.
Yeah, OK. Well, Neil, thank you so much for joining us.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to James on Saturday. As discussed there, next up for the Reds will be a tough league match with Bamber Bridge at Broadhurst Park. This game will be pay on the gate with a 7:45pm kickoff. But if you cannot make this game in person, then the FC Live team will be there. They'll be going to air live on Tuesday evening from 7:30pm. Online on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on your radios on North Manchester 106.6 FM. To the women's team now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United had the daunting task of travelling away to current Northern Premier Division leaders AFC Fylde in the League Cup. And to hear how FC got on, let's hand over now to Ben and Paul.
Hello everybody and welcome to Callamere Park, the home of AFC Fylde's women's team. And the former home of the men's team. It's good to be back, Paul.
Yes, it is good to be back, although we've had some mixed results here.
How important is the run of form that we're on at the moment, Paul, for momentum and that kind of thing?
Well, I think after a shaky start where we played Newcastle, I think the players have come together a bit more. We're looking a bit more cohesive and we've had two or three good results in the last few weeks, and there's nothing like winning.
It's going to be a tough test this afternoon, Paul. FC United taking on higher opposition in the League Cup. This is where it either goes, we go to this. The real deal or the plate. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing to go into the plate section being a step four club, but it's going to be a tough test this afternoon.
Very difficult. Filed at the top of the division above us, and we've played two sides in this division already in friendlies this season and lost at home to them. So very, very tall order for our players today.
Now it's with Redgrave. Redgrave out to his right hand side to Forster. Forster beats Donnellan, beats Kennelly, but Donnellan wins the ball back. Well, free kick. We're right in front of that, Paul. Did you see a foul there? I didn't.
I think it was very faint contact, if any. I think that was rather fussy. The game's being brought back now. The ball had moved on significantly after that alleged foul, but we're back with a free kick here for Fylde.
Well, that's generous. 12 minutes on the clock, and it's a free kick to Fylde. It's not too far from the touchline in midway inside FC United's half. Merrin on the left foot crosses it to the back post and Ainsworth came for it, and unfortunately she was beaten to it, and that is a goal on 12 minutes here, and we go back to that free kick. We're right in front of it. There was no foul there.
I think it was a contentious decision, but obviously Fylde have played a good ball in. I think it was Faye McCoy who got the header in and just beat the punch of Chloe Ainsworth.
Mather down the line to Chambers, who's now on the right-hand side. Switch swings with Rigby. And fouled here. She's onside, and this is looking dangerous again towards the back post area. And in the space of a couple of minutes, Fylde have now doubled their lead. And it was Rowe, the scorer. Hayes beat the offside trap. She was onside, and there was nothing Ainsworth could do with that. And it's now 2-0, Paul, and an uphill challenge from here.
Yeah, they ripped us apart there down the left-hand side, and it was a simple tap-in, really, as she slid in. It's going to be a difficult afternoon.
Fouled now on the attack. Nice ball there, and this is going to be 3-0, and a fantastic finish. And, Paul, 21 minutes on the clock. It's now 3-0.
Yeah, it was a great finish, very composed finish, and you can see this is a team that's used to winning and scoring goals at high level.
So Merrin takes the corner short. Merrin gets the ball back now on her left foot from the right, crosses it in towards the back post. Ainsworth is there. Ainsworth, does it get to it? And 3 minutes into the second half, moments after FC United got their first corner, foul goal the other end and make it 4-0, Paul.
Yeah, it was a difficult ball in, and unfortunately Chloe couldn't make it, and it was a simple tap-in as it turned out.
It's a nice ball, and it's now with Ash Hayes, who crosses it in from the left to the edge of the penalty area. FC United have to deal with this. Shot lined up from distance, and that is a fantastic half volley by Jodie Redgrave there to the goalkeeper's right, straight into the bottom corner. And on 52 minutes, it's now 5-0, Paul. And that was the pick of the bunch, I'm going to suggest. Forster out to the right hand side again. Holbrook crosses it in. Good header, a fantastic header from Mel Bartley. And that's 6 now, Paul. And, well,
we're in joint record defeat territory here, I'm afraid.
Hayes back to Bartley. Bartley on the edge of the box. Shot comes in. And it's 7-0. Down to Ainsworth's left-hand side.
Well, they just carved us open again, and poor Chloe's been exposed so many times this afternoon. That's seven goals scored and six saves.
Well, Paul, it's full time here. We had a little crash of our broadcast, so we missed, unfortunately, a couple of the goals in added time there, but it was pretty comprehensive stuff in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we've slumped to a record defeat here, but there's no disgrace against a foul team who were better technically, they were stronger physically, they were vastly superior on the day, and I think it's a sign of what FC aspire to in the future. If we go up another level, we've got a long way to go, but you know we've tried very hard this afternoon, and we've just not been able to bridge the gap between the divisions.
Obviously, a couple of injuries before the game, a couple of injuries during the game. I believe it's pretty serious for Darby Williams, unfortunately. I mean, that's just the way it's been going recently, isn't it? But it's a case of picking ourselves up now for the league, the plate, and the FA Cup.
Yeah, I think it sums up the season, really, in that nearly every game we seem to pick up more injuries, and there's been unavailability, and the side's been chopped and changed. And I'm sure what Tom would like to do for the next part of the season is get a more settled side, get everybody on the pitch that's fit, and get some results, because in the league we've certainly improved from the early days of the season.
And the only upside from this game today is we now know what it takes to be at step three, and we obviously aim to be at that level in the next few years or so. So, I mean, you can't get better than what we've played today.
No, we were talking about this during the game, and possibly Fylde have been the best side we've ever played in our history, I think, in terms of performance. They were ruthless. I mean, even in the closing minutes of added time, they wanted two more goals, and that shows you the level that we must aspire to be at.
Tom, a big thank you for joining us. We said in the lead-up to this it was going to be really tough this afternoon, as it proved to be. I mean, is that the target now, to get as good as they are over the next couple of years?
Yeah, without a doubt. Like I say, Fylde are a well-established club. They've played together for a long time. And they've got some top players that have played at an even higher level than they're at the moment, which is why they're top of the league. I mean, in the Tier 3, they haven't even conceded a goal yet this season. And that was one of our challenges from this game. But you know what? In spells, we match them. I know the scoreline doesn't show it. And like I say, the biggest difference between the two teams is that consistency in and out of possession, trying to dominate play, whether you've got the ball or not, and that was the biggest difference today.
Performance wise, I mean, it was every time we got anywhere near their half, let alone their penalty area, they were just on us straight away. I mean, what's the mood in the camp like after that? Hiding to nothing comes to mind after the first 15 minutes. It was clear they were just a level above, really.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the biggest thing we've spoke about in camp is obviously the most disappointing thing from today is we've stepped back for 4 weeks on respecting opposition, mm-hmm. not winning 1v1s, not being brave to come and get on the ball. The amount of offsides we have, that's basics. But for us, we looked at today as a free hit. Like I say, that might be reflected in the scoreline, but obviously we now go into the play, the FA Cup, but everyone in camp knows that the league's a focus for us. It was a good test to see where we're at in line with Tier 3 teams, and like I say, it's been a rude awakening playing Fylde as opposed to the games we had against Brighouse and Burnley. But yeah, we've just got to aspire to that. But the biggest message we've just finished off with there is we don't want it to settle back, because it was a unique environment. Like I say, we've got Ella Harter starting, who hasn't even changed, mm-hmm. come out of isolation. We made one sub and broke her ankle within 2 minutes of being on the pitch. So your subs were wiped out in 10 minutes. But like I say, it's one of them things. And we're going to, because we're so injury riddled, we're going to slow it down this week, have next weekend off, get reset, and the focus for Norton and the Stockport games are 6 points for us we need.
Chambers as well limped off.
Yeah, she actually had an issue with her ankle in the warm-up, but as we all know, we can't be not stepping onto the pitch without Kirsty if she's there. I don't think it's anything too serious. There's quite a bit of swelling around it, but like I say, we've got a number of players that are in that situation, which is why we're going to proper take the loading back this week and try and rest up for them two big league fixtures now.
Well, Tom, commiserations today, but onwards and upwards in the play. Back to the league matters next. And yeah, thank you for joining
us. We'll be on it, Ben, don't worry.
Women's team manager Tom Fitton there speaking to Ben on Sunday afternoon. That's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.